Wow. That's an interesting psalm, isn't it? Psalm 91. There are some things in Psalm 91 that Jesus talked about. I find that very interesting. And Psalm 91 also expresses confidence in God to protect us, His people, those who are called by His name. He protects us from all kinds of trouble. And He raises sometimes more questions than answers as we read Psalm 91 and stand in stark contrast to the previous three psalms. In Psalm 88, the poet is overwhelmed with trouble in verse 3. And Psalm 89 and 90 both affirm that life is fleeting, full of sorrow. Yet Psalm 91 promises that those who love God won't even strike their foot against a stone. No, he will be blessed with long life. So how does a follower of Christ understand and sing Psalm 91? Well, I think that the psalm begins by promising us that we will be kept safe because God is our shelter. And the psalmist identifies two threats to our life: safety, plague, pandemic, like we experienced not long ago, war, which we are in right now. However, from what he later writes, we know that he's claiming God's protection from anything and everything that can harm us. The poet uses the popular Old Testament image of the Lord as a bird, under the wings we find refuge, to describe God's protection. I think this psalm concludes by assuring all of us that love the Lord thy God that he will deliver us from all of our troubles and finally give us salvation. Now that's the promise. That is the word who came to show us the way to life, Jesus. God had promised, and now he's given it to us through Jesus Christ. But I digress. I think the psalmist's words appear to contradict what many of us may experience. Now, there's been times in our life where we experience suffering as a result of following Christ. I think all of us have. And we maybe fall sick, or we experience frustration and failure. Now, I don't think any of us are completely sheltered from all of that stuff. But Christianity and the path to Christ and the maturity that we get in the light of our experience as Christ followers rest in Scripture. So how can we understand Psalm 91 as a Christian? Well, first, I think the book of Psalms is Job. The first book of Psalms testify that God sometimes in his mysterious wisdom allows his faithful servants to suffer terribly. Now, the writer of Psalm 91 knew this, I think, and so he is not denying that what Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world you're going to have trials and tribulations and trouble, but fear not, I've overcome the world. Because we all are experiencing this kind of stuff. As I think it's really a way of a pruning as we go on to be prepared to enter into eternity, because in my humble opinion, I shared this with you before, I think God wants well-trained saints in heaven in order to return with him to set up his kingdom. But the other thing I think for us to look at is the fullest understanding of the meaning of Psalm 91, because it's spiritual. For example, the Apostle Paul was not protected from beatings or stoning or imprisonment or shipwreck, but he knew all these hardships and that they would turn out for his deliverance. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. You see, in the Lord's Prayer, we ask God to lead us not into temptation. Now, the one translation in that says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And that Greek word for temptation can also mean testing. And he does. While Satan attacks us, God will always rescue and protect us. Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17, and Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, look at them. And those who love God will enjoy a long life. Indeed, the certain hope of a believer is eternal life. See, that's the whole thing. We win both ways. We have a wonderful life here on this earth, even with all the trials and tribulations. And then we are blessed whenever we leave this old world. We go to the presence of the Creator for eternity. No more tears, no more sorrow. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, the other temptation was of Jesus. You know, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days, and Jesus didn't give in to the temptation, but he kept quoting Psalm 91 and Matthew 5, and Jesus refused to allow him to put God to the test. And then when the devil finally gave up, I think it says in Luke chapter 4, the devil said, "Okay, Jesus, I give up on you now, but I'll be back." And he continued to bug Jesus like he does us. Well, this Psalm 91, I think, does apply to everyone who trusts in God. And preeminently, it applies to Jesus because he knew suffering. His life was cut short at the age of 33. Yet he rose from the dead. You see, that spiritual protection and bodily resurrection and the ultimate promise of this psalm and the hope of all believers was fulfilled in Christ through the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the promise of coming again. We hang on to the blessed hope. That's what allows us to reflect on all the psalms, especially Psalm 91. Because we are blessed as people to live in this day and age to know that Christ has come and Christ has fulfilled all the challenges we have and to give us the blessed hope. So what advice would you give to a friend who takes every promise in this psalm literally? Well, I think in Psalm 91 verse 10 it says, "No disaster will come near you." Wow. So what do you understand about the role and the ministry of the angels? Psalm 91 talks about it also in Matthew chapter 18 and Hebrews chapter 13. You know, we need to look at some of these scriptures again as we do our own personal edification through the scriptures. It's such a wonderful thing. I hope and pray that you do have devotion either with family or friends every day, or at least take time to read scripture and start your day. One of the Old Testament that I really like is Proverbs, and Proverbs is also one of the wisdom literatures like Psalm is and Ecclesiastes. But Proverbs, I say this, that the world, you know, we are in the world, not of the world. That's what Jesus said. And I've overcome the world, but we're in the world, so we got to deal with this worldly thing. And the world said, "Hey, eat an apple a day. It'll keep the doctor away." But I think that God is saying a proverb a day will keep the devil away. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, and my thoughts as a pastor.